الأول ضيوف عرفة دي nine days of Zulhijjah in which a person is able to fast and acquire so many rewards will come to end tomorrow. So tomorrow is the final fasting of the 9th of Zulhijjah for this year. And out of the 9 days, the day of Arafah, the fasting of the day of Arafah is the most virtuous. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the person who fasts on the day of Arafah, his sins of the past year and the coming year will be forgiven. Minor sins. And also, for each of the 9 days, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, anyone who fasts any day during the 9 days of Zulhijjah, he will be granted the reward of fasting for 1 year. So by fasting tomorrow, we will be able to acquire 2 virtues, inshallah. And during the day also, the day of Arafah is virtuous. If hundreds of thousands of hujjaj turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they ask for forgiveness and they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy, and obviously 99 out of 100 hujjaj will remember the whole ummah as well. So Allah will shower a lot of mercies and blessings tomorrow upon the whole ummah. And Allah will forgive so many people tomorrow that shaitan will become very despondent, and he will feel that I have wasted all my efforts. So tomorrow we should also turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be many dear ones and near ones who have gone for Hajj, who will be specifically interceding for us tomorrow on the with names. So because they will intercede on our behalf, Allah's mercy will turn towards us. So it's very easy to attract the mercy of Allah tomorrow. So whilst they are busy engaged in ibadah there, we should try to remain engaged here and try to spend as much time as possible in the masjid tomorrow. And then obviously the night of Eid. There is a lot of virtue for the night of Eid as well. So night of Eid should not be wasted in preparation for the following day. And at the same time, Allah Ta'ala has instilled this thought in me since a long time, and that is why you notice every year that during the Hajj period, I specifically make prayers for those people who have gone for a Hajj. People seldom pray for those people who have gone for Hajj. We ask them to pray for us, but we don't pray for them. It's a lifetime ambition, and many people manage to go for Hajj only once in a lifetime. And we live in a wealthy environment. So whether we go or not, we always have this thought when we returning there, inshallah, I will come back again for Hajj. But there are so many people, majority, who go for Hajj, and they return from Hajj with this thought that I will never come back again here because I don't have the ability, financial ability. So this is their only one chance of becoming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should pray for them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them all acceptance and grants them Hajj Mabroor and grants them Wilaya. And Allah Ta'ala grant them the tawfiq to ask for all those things which are necessary in this life and the hereafter. And may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala accept all their prayers. And may Allah Ta'ala grant them the tawfiq to wish for all the goodnesses of the future. And may Allah Ta'ala make us also part of their dua. Allah make it easy for them. Allah grant them perseverance, steadfastness, patience, and Allah make everything easy for them. We should continue to make dua for them. They should be in our memory all the time, in our minds, that today they must all be in Mina, now they must be preparing to go to sleep, to prepare for the big day tomorrow. And we should entertain love for Hajj. That I wish I was there. If I was there, I would have been doing this.